Are you unhappy? Frustrated? Are there challenges at work? Are there challenges in your romantic life? Are you just don't know which way is up? Like, you're just not, in general, not specific, but in general, something is just not right. You are not happy with the way things are going. You are complaining. You are wondering if things will ever change. What about spiritually? You're not sure God can hear you. Quiet time, what's that? Church seems boring. Can't get connected to God, frustrated that way. If that describes you, I have a very hard truth for you to hear. Your habits are perfectly designed to give you the results that you have. Oh my goodness. Career's not going anywhere. Your approach to work has you right where you are. Love life, a wreck. Your approach to romance has you the results that you have. The way you approach that. The way you approach work. The way you approach your spiritual life. The things you have done over and over. Every decision you've made. Every discipline you've practiced. Everything you've done up until this moment is perfectly designed to give you the result you have in front of you. Our country's response to the pandemic is perfectly designed to give us the results that we are getting. We're fighting over masks, we're fighting over things. Everything that we're doing is perfectly designed to give us the outcome that we have. It's just that true. It's really another way of saying Galatians 6, 7, and 8. Chapter 6, verses 7 and 8. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For you reap whatever you sow. If you sow to your own flesh, you will reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. So not only do you get exactly what you put into whatever area of your life that is frustrating you, particularly spiritually, your practices, your habits, your approach, your attitude is either pulling you in one direction or the other. We're never in neutral. Bad habits, bad result. Good habits, good result. The habits that we have is pulling us one direction or another. We're getting exactly what we're putting into it. You may have heard that said that way before. One day we wake up and we go, this is not what I meant to do. I guarantee you there is no one who is an alcoholic that said 5 years from now, I really want to be so drunk I can't function. Nobody starts down those paths on purpose. And they wake up one day and go, how did I get here? How did I get to this point? Everything you did brought you here. So what? So what is that? Obviously, that means that we've got to, if we want something different, if we don't want to be frustrated, if we want a breakthrough, if we want a different relationship with God spiritually, then we're going to have to intentionally change our habits and what we do. Most of what we do is unconscious anyway. Whether it's your morning routine or how you respond to your significant other or your children, it's an ingrained pattern already. You've done it over and over and over and over and over again. The couple fights are all the same fight over different content. When your kid disobeys you and does something, you naturally respond the way you, we don't like this, admit this, we respond the way our parents responded. The way we've been taught, the way we've seen, the way it's been ingrained in our mind is our natural inclination. It's our preference. So if we're not happy, if we're not satisfied, then we've got to intentionally change our practices. But God gave us a mind to do just that. The mind can look at the mess we've made and figure a way back out. We're not just habit, we're not just instinct, but we operate there unless we use that God-given mind to come up with a new way out. Well, a new way out means a new habit. It means installing new ones. It means taking the ingrained practice and going, you know what, if this is the case, then this is not, I gotta change it. A new practice is gonna be bumpy, awkward, start and stop, messy, takes focus, and that word we all love so much, discipline. If you don't like the size of your waistline, your food habits have to change. If you don't feel particularly connected to God, your spiritual habits have to change. If your marriage or significant other relationship is not where it ought to be, you're going to have to make some changes. And that might even mean somebody helping you with that part. Because the habits are there and the patterns are there and we don't even know they are there. We don't see them. We don't think about them. We just do them. It doesn't help any of this that we gravitate toward what we prefer. When we talk about spiritual habits, and you're an introverted thinker like I am, I feel closest to God with my Bible, some commentaries, some coffee, and time to myself uninterrupted. If you are extroverted, that idea terrifies you. We do what we want to do. We gravitate toward how we're wired to be. And that's been compounded if you were ever told a good Christian does this. If an introverted thinking person disciples an extrovert and tells them quiet time is where God is found, yikes. If an introverted intellectual who likes to be alone and read the Bible tells a brand new Christian who is an extroverted people person, energetic party animal, God is found in a devotional and quiet prayer, that's just a really scary proposition for the extrovert. Does that mean they shouldn't do it? Of course it means they should. Here's another example. I'm a go with the flow kind of person. But when I discovered that I wouldn't go to hell if I don't read my Bible every day, it was like I was set free. In fact, it made me want to read the Bible more often because I could do it in the flow of my life when I wanted to. Now, I still have to be intentional, because if I only practice those sacred rhythms when I want to or get around to it, it could be a couple of months. And so I have to be cautious of that. I have to know what my preferences are and work with them and figure out a plan that works for them. So here's my challenge for you. Where are your current spiritual habits failing you? If you're dissatisfied, if you need a broadened spiritual experience, then it's time to do an assessment of what's gotten you to where you are. Make a list of all of your current spiritual habits. Change even one thing about that. And stick to that change for a while. Find one that fits who you are better, or one that pushes you out of your comfort zone. Maybe you're working against your preference all the time and your spiritual life is draining you. You need to find something that fits you. Or maybe you're so all in on just the way you want to do it that something needs to push you. If you're introverted, usher at church. If you are a thinker like me, find some way to serve. If you are a people person, practice solitude and silence. Do something that pushes the envelope. If you're an extrovert who's always been told you have to read your Bible and do quiet time, do that less and do something else that fits you better more and see where that takes you. What you're already doing got you to exactly where you are. So what have you got to lose? God, I pray for those listening to this that feel like I'm just not connected to God and I don't know why. You would show them a new step. For those of us that have been doing spiritual life the way we think we ought to, I ask you to help us to surrender control back to you. Help us to practice something that might push us beyond what we're comfortable with and give us a whole new understanding of what it means to be in your presence. God, if we're dissatisfied, show us what you'd have us do. In Christ's name, amen.